dominated this first half. They've been far the better team. If you'd have said before the game that Blackburn were top of the league, well, you'd have needed to probably go to the hospital for a check on your mental capacity, because they have been awful, Blackburn. They have been awful. Barnsley have been far the better side. And then with about 10 seconds to go of normal time in the first half, Jordan Rhodes pops up in the penalty area, one touch with the chest, turns, shoots. Jordan Rhodes down to a tee, having done nothing for the most of the half, and then he turns up with a finish like that. Before that, Jacob Mellis had made it 1-0 with a fine finish himself at the other end inside the penalty area to smash it past Paul Robinson. But, you know, David Priest, Barnes will be absolutely gutted that they haven't gone in at half-time in front, because they've been far the better side.
Yeah, they have. Before the game, you know, I think Keith Hill just took a really good performance. Whether they won, drew or lost, it would have been immaterial because of what in the last two away games. But they've totally dominated this game, and just on the evidence of what Jordan Rhodes has done in that last minute of the first half, that's what £8 million gets you. And a lot of people questioning whether he can do it at a higher level than League One. Well, on that, you know, on that evidence, he can do it in Premier League.
Well, the rain's just suddenly pouring again here at Ewood Park, an absolute downpour. It has been on and off for the most part, but what hasn't been on and off is Barnsley's performance. They've been sensational. I mean, they passed the ball well. Blackburn have done them a favour by keep giving it away every 5 minutes, but you've got to say, you've got to give them immense credit. They haven't been daunted about coming here to face the league leaders today. And whatever happens in this game, David, if Barnsley can play the same way they did in the first half, in the second, it's cause for real optimism for the rest of the campaign.
Exactly. I mean, you look at Barnsley, I mean, Blackburn's performance, we've been very critical of them, especially of their midfield. But at the same time, on the other side of the coin, Barnsley have been terrific. You know, they've passed the ball really well, they've played some great stuff, and they've been very patient when they have been building up towards a Blackburn goal. Like I said before, they've just got to go into that half-time dressing room at half-time and just be exactly the same as if they were 1-0 up, because they should do nothing any different from what they've been doing so far.
Let's talk about the goal. Jacob Mellis, a fine finish from just inside the box. You know, he's started well, hasn't he, upon his return to Oakwell?
He has. I mean, when he came the first time on loan from Chelsea, he did start very well the first couple of games, and he sort of just drifted away, and the game started to pass him by. But he's come back now. He looks like he's bulked up a little bit. He's up to the physical rigours of the Championship, and just strikes like that, it encapsulates him down to a tee, because he's just got such a good technique when he's striking the ball. Paul Robinson had no chance. I mean, I don't think he even saw it.
And then at the other end, you know, Ben Annex had hardly anything to do. One shot from Jordan Rhodes, whistle past the post, but, you know, we'll probably see a replay of the goal on the big screen across from us. It comes into the penalty area, it's flicked in towards Rhodes. We're just seeing it now. He chests it down, he turns towards goal. As soon as he chested it down, you had a feeling it was going to be a goal, and the way he